Another crime show makes its debut on television this Sunday. There's an original idea. But this show, Numbers, on CBS, may have a different premise. It takes us into the crime-solving mind of mathematician Charlie Epps, played by David Krumholz. Now, in the first episode, he inserts himself into a case that his FBI agent brother, Don, played by Rob Morrow, is trying to solve.
Say I couldn't see the sprinkler. From the pattern of the drops, I could calculate its precise location. It's not about predicting the next sight. It's finding what the sights have in common, the point of origin.
Charlie, you're saying you can tell us where the killer lives?
Yeah.
To find out how accurate the math is, we've asked our own devilishly cute mathematician, Keith Devlin, to join us. He's at the studios of Stanford University. Keith, thanks very much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
During that scene, the sprinkler scene we're talking about, there's a long equation on screen. Y equals Y plus X, 10 minus 1/2 of 8 squared. I forget the rest. I couldn't copy that quickly. does this make sense?
Yes, it does. That equation was actually written by a professional mathematician, Gary Lorden, the head of math at Caltech. It's really based there, although they don't mention Caltech in the series. And one of Gary Lorden's jobs was to make sure that the math that you see on the screen and that's referred to, if not exactly the math that would be used in that kind of situation, at least is consistent with what you might expect to be done.
There's a scene where the mathematician brother is writing out a formula on the board. Firstly, he seems to be listening to head-banging rock music. And and in addition to that, he seems to be in the grip of a fever. Now, is that commonly what happens when mathematicians write out formulas?
Obviously, there's some license because this thing has to look dramatic on television. But, you know, most people's impression of a mathematician, if that impression is of an elderly guy in a tweed suit with worn-down shoes, they'd better walk around a university like Stanford or Caltech or MIT and just take a look. In fact, when David Krumholz was preparing for this role, he hung around Caltech for a while and just watched what he saw.
Let's play another clip if we can. When Charlie has some trouble, he turns to a fellow professor named Larry and finds Larry in a video arcade.
Something went wrong, and I don't know what. And now it's like I can't even think.
Well, let me guess. You tried to solve a problem involving human behavior, and it blew up in your face.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, well, Charles, you are a mathematician. You're always looking for the elegant solution. Human behavior is rarely, if ever, elegant. You know, perhaps you need to make your equation less elegant, more complicated, less precise, more descriptive. It's not going to be as pretty, but it might work a little bit better. And Charlie, when you're working on human problems, there's going to be pain and disappointment. You've got to ask yourself, is it worth it?
Working with human problems, there's going to be pain and disappointment. How many times have you guys said that around the old Stanford math lab?
Yeah, and you know, this is really reflects one of the most interesting changes in the whole history of mathematics. And when mathematics was developed in various societies, and notably in the West, in Greece, initially it was applied only to the physical world, and it was initially thought, the ancient Greeks, for example, thought you couldn't apply mathematics to the world of people. But then in the 17th century, probability theory was invented. In the 19th century, statistics came along, game theory in the 20th century. Over the last few hundred years, increasingly we've found that we can take this mathematics, which was originally developed to study the physical world, and apply it to the world of people. And by using computer graphics superimposed on action, you can show people that mathematics, this abstract stuff, really applies to the real world. And in the case of a crime series, with positive outcomes for society.
Do you expect that this series could do for mathematics what The Simpsons did for cartoons?
Interesting analogy. No, I would hope it does succeed, because the one thing they're trying to do is make mathematics look cool. I know it's cool. All my friends know it's cool. We do have an image problem. And I think a TV series like this can help get over it.
Keith, always a pleasure. Thanks very much.
My pleasure, Scott, as usual.
Professor Devlin is Executive Director of the Center for the Study of Language and Information at Stanford University.